Ready to ride the waves or hit the road for less? Refinance your boat or motorcycle loan with CME and let them try to beat your rate by 1.5% APR. Enjoy no payments for 90 days and rates as low as 6.25% APR. It's never been easier to lower your rate and free up cash. So make the smart move. Refinance with CME today. Terms and conditions apply. Minimum floor rate of 6.25% APR. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit CMEFCU.org. For additional details.
Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Ready to ride the waves or hit the road for less? Refinance your boat or motorcycle loan with CME and let them try to beat your rate by 1.5% APR. Enjoy no payments for 90 days and rates as low as 6.25% APR. It's never been easier to lower your rate and free up cash. So make the smart move. Refinance with CME today. Terms and conditions apply. Minimum floor rate of 6.25% APR. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit CMEFCU.org for additional details.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
Paul Ferguson, the son of Shanna Vander Ark. She's the mom who was convicted and charged recently in the abuse and death of her son. Paul, pretty much the henchman, doing her bidding from a very young age all the way into his early adulthood, and now has been found guilty of doing just that, following mommy's orders. He was an adult when he was abusing his younger brother, which ultimately led to his death, being sentenced to 30 to 100 years behind bars. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent. This is one where depending on the time of day and depending the mood I'm in, my opinion changes. I have a lot of pity for the guy, for Paul, because he just seems like the product of excessive abuse. He knew no different, but at the same point, he abused somebody so much, it's all they know, it's all they're going to know for a long period of time. He's not safe in society, so I kind of applaud the judge for not being super soft. But in the end, it goes every which way. What's your thoughts on how this ended up for Paul?
Right with you on, you know, kind of flip a coin on how you feel about the kid throughout this. Until I watched the judge explain what he was going to do,
yeah,
and why he was doing it. And then I was like, I'm on board with the judge. He did a great job. He explained things really, really well. His fear of the kid, you know, going down a road of psychopathy, being a psychopath, I think is very well founded. And you said the mom's henchman, and I think the judge did a good job of saying less henchman, more co-conspirator.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what the real flavor I got. A few things, I took some notes here that really stuck out to me. One, I love how the judge read all the text messages between the mom and the son three times. Mm-hmm. Thousands of text messages he read before he did this because he wanted context. Context is so important because when you take the 5-minute highlight reel of my mom manipulated me, my mom made me do this, I feared for my life. It sounds great when you have a younger kid and an older parent that's already been convicted of basically not just child abuse, but murder. You know, it's easy to get emotionally attached to another victim, but in the kid. Mm-hmm. And he's claiming Stockholm syndrome. He's claiming all these things. But that's why the judge read the text messages.
Yeah.
And they were pretty clear. This was a collaborator. And I want to read one more statement. I'm sorry for monologuing. This is the statement that the kid made. And we'll talk about it.
Okay.
I ask the judge for nothing more than mercy and fairness, to offer me compassion so I might learn from him. I only hope to better myself in the coming days and serve my time with what little honor I have left. What's that missing?
Any sort of apology?
Yes. Yeah. Remorse for his actions. It's me, which is what?
Narcissism.
Yeah, which is on the path to psychopathy. Mm-hmm. So I really think the judge was spot on this.
Yeah, I mean,
he said he felt for him. He understood, but he felt for him. But it's still the law.
I agree. I mean, I think we all feel for this kid because he really did he know better at a certain point? I think he did. But again, I mean, he does. I mean, the Stockholm syndrome, all of that. I think it could very well be there. I mean, I don't think that the writings and what we've seen from him really kind of reflect someone who may have that. But at the same point, there's so many cases where we see judges make really horrible decisions or very horrible judgments and let people out that we see the red flags of and go, this is not going to work out well by letting this person out there. And if we were to sit on the sideline and he let him out, I think we'd be going, this is not going to work out well. Someone else is going to suffer because this person is out there, not just him. He will create chaos and destroy someone's life, if not ruin or kill another one. So I agree there with the judge going, look, I'm going to put my foot down. I'm going to prevent this from happening again, which again, like I said, I don't think we see enough of quite often where we're doing preventative measures because all of the signs are there.
I agree. And the other thing that the judge did too, he really weighed the psychological testing that was done mm-hmm. by the psychs on this kid and the statements that the kid made during those evaluations, mm-hmm. I thought weighed heavily on this as well. And he just did really good due diligence. And I didn't get the flavor from listening to the judge's, I want to say testimony, it wasn't an assessment, but the judge's statement when he was given his, the court's opinion was, I didn't feel it was a punishment for the kid as much as it was keeping society safe mm-hmm. from the kid.
Yeah.
And I thought that was also, it seemed like a compassionate action on both sides of this. Like, you can't be out in society, you know, and you may or may not get the help you need inside prison, but I mm-hmm. certainly cannot live with myself and the law by allowing you to roam free.
Yeah. I think he did the right thing there. I mean, what do you think the prospects are for rehabilitation on a kid like this? I mean, this is all this kid knew. And now we're putting him into the prison system, which is not exactly rehabilitation. I know there's programs within it, if he so chooses to take advantage of them. But, you know, in most cases, people aren't necessarily walking out rehabilitated.
Yeah, you know, I'm not an expert on psychopathy. Yeah. I dabble and touch on it. If it's a genetic part of who he is, genetics are pretty incurable. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. So it's going to be up to the system to decide and figure out over at least 30 years mm-hmm. onto whether he can be rehabilitated or not. Mm-hmm. I'm skeptical of it.
Yeah.
I kind of look at psychopathy, like the genetic coding for psychopathy, like I look, not even this, because a lot of the times sexual abuse perpetrators are made and not born that way.
Yeah.
But undoing that wiring, I've never seen it work.
Yeah.
And so this to me is very similar to that.
One thing I did have a question on, and I'm curious to what your thoughts are, because it was kind of one of those, you know, you testify against your mom, we'll have a little more grace on you. 30 to 100 years, is that grace? I mean, I think he was probably expecting a little more grace than that. But again, at the end of the day, the judge has to do what's right.
Yeah, the judge articulated well. You testified against your mom trying to make it look a certain way. He kept broadcasting during his statements. Yeah. She made me, she made me, she made me, she made me, you know, so much for it got overplayed. He the kids seem to lack context and awareness, a self-awareness to the level of remorse that kept coming out and everything he was doing. Kind of like what's his last name that killed his daughter?
Oh, Montgomery. Yeah.
Montgomery. You know, his courtroom lack of presence really added to his horrendousness.
Yeah.
And I think the same thing here. I think this kid, the way he presented himself, hurt him. I think he would have done better just to let that kind of play without even speaking so much. That statement he made was so self-centered. I. Dude, you're part of killing your brother.
Mm-hmm.
And all you care about is you.
Yeah.
And that's with a potentially, supposedly, a loving critic like a defense attorney on your side helping you compose it.
Makes you wonder about the defense attorney a little bit. It's one of those things where either he was hell-bent and this is what I have to say, which he doesn't seem the type of character that would be that way.
Right.
Or the defense attorney's like, yeah, just read this. This will play great. And really out of touch with what would play great.
That was horrible. I mean, I never show, but you know, my notes I take right here. It's literally the first thing on there was highlighted. That statement he made is like, whoa. I said, literally my note here is fascinating statement, self-centered.
100%.
Boom. It really struck me right away. And then I watched the judge give the court's opinion. Yeah. So here's a couple more notes I took on the judge's opinion, which I was very, very telling, shows the context he grasped, like we've been saying about a judge, really good due diligence. He said the kid has no intellectual disability. He read every single text message 3 times for context. Saw it as a collaboration more than a manipulation by the mother. The kid did not feel shame when abusing his brother. And that was not just by the judge's interpretation, but the psychs as well. He's demonstrated cruelty to animals, which is a telltale sign of the psychopath in making. Stealing, he didn't think it was wrong. And the judge did a great job. He said, I recognize his horrible history, but he must uphold the standard. And identified his arc. And didn't see this as an isolated incident. You know, you and I have talked about the life behavior arc on every single episode because that's how we can really predict human behavior. Mm-hmm. And this kid's behavior towards his brother was not a deviation from his life arc. Mm-hmm. That is why he got the sentence. He did, I think.
Yeah, well called for it. I think the judge really did his homework on this. So I applaud him for doing that. And I think justice, you know, was served here. It'd be interesting to
see. Hopefully more judges could be like him.
If only.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. 1 discount per household.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.